Good morning. It is now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and it's time for our daily COVID-19 update. And joining us on the phone today, we have Dr. Matt Florsch. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you again for joining us. Last week, you said you were like really nervous and you did so well that Bob says, let's get Dr. Florsch back on.
I did sleep better last night.
Did you?
Must be old hat already.
Well, you're doing terrific, and I know that you and a lot of your colleagues in the medical field are just in a precarious situation. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today, and we have and just to update our listeners, yesterday's count in Riley County was 20, 5 in Pottawatomie County, 5 in Riley County. In Pottawatomie County, all 5 are in recovery mode. How cool is that? In Riley County, there are a number, I believe, 5 that have been determined to be recovered. There's one new addition to that list yesterday. One of the things that, and I had asked Health Department Director Julie Gibbs about how some of these patients are being treated. There's a lot of talk in the national news about different drug therapies. And I was just kind of curious what you're seeing in the medical world here locally. How the coronavirus is being treated.
Sure. I think in these situations where, we're used to operating in a system that requires lots of data and lots of information and research, and we're really having to use, a little bit more of anecdotal information from people who are a little bit further ahead than us. And so that's kind of where you got the hydroxychloroquine recommendation or the Plaquenil recommendation, early on. And then there's also an antibiotic called azithromycin. Z-Pak is the kind of the trade name or common name for that. And, I think there was hope that, that they would provide a lot of benefit. Honestly, I think the jury's still out as to how much those medications actually help. There's a lot of debate in the media realm as well about that too. But those medications are being employed in the sicker folks, hospitalized folks. The azithromycin is somewhat falling out of favor because of some of the potential side effects, but. But in general, those are kind of the medications that get thrown around. At the end of the day, the biggest treatment is really symptomatic, supportive type treatment. So, giving people oxygen, extra oxygen that need it because their lungs are trying to fight this virus off, and they can become, somewhat damaged while doing that, and they need a chance to heal. And there's varying degrees of that, all the way to the point of needing a ventilator, which we have and which are being employed here in Manhattan. So that's kind of the full scope, all the way from just symptomatic management, where we're checking on people every day or every few days, making sure they're continuing to feel okay. They're having, almost like flu-like symptoms, and it's pretty mild, all the way to needing the ventilator. So we have some predictive models of, who's going to be sicker than others, but there's always those that kind of fall outside of that, and we got to, be mindful of that and monitor those folks closely. But obviously the elderly we take especially keep a close eye on for sure in case.
I know that there's been some efforts, and we might just kind of like add here some of the responsibilities that you have here in the community. You are an internal medicine physician with Centerpoint Physicians. You're a Clay County native. And you are on the medical executive committee with Ascension Via Christi Hospital, and also on its board. And you're the medical director for Meadowlark Hills. So you look at things from a lot of different perspectives, from what I understand. And you're also working on this project that, if it needs to be put in place, about the possibility of acquiring, at least some hotel space to treat coronavirus victims or patients if needed?
Yeah, I think the official term is an alternate care site. And I've just been really encouraged by how well our community leaders are all coming together, all the different entities, private and public, to really be as prepared as we can. And so this alternative care site, the idea is to try to help the most vulnerable in our society, in our community, to help them quarantine or isolate as needed in a safe environment, both for themselves and those around them, if they need that. Also, we mentioned the older population, and so obviously bringing a patient who has COVID onto a retirement community or a long-term care facility to help them recover makes everyone nervous. So the idea would be to, at least for a time, bring those folks to an alternate site that where they can get the care they need, but not potentially expose others in that same age group. And then finally, you know, there's been a need for conserving the PPE, and also kind of a more of a routine place for people to go who are having symptoms, or maybe who are been discharged from the hospital, or who are dealing with symptoms of COVID-19 and need close monitoring as an outpatient. So like a respiratory clinic, a centralized respiratory clinic that can be working in concert with your primary care physician to keep close monitoring and treatment of folks that are out in the community. So one location is using the PPE and not multiple. So in many ways, it can meet a lot of the needs that we're going to see in the coming weeks, potentially.
Well, there's an awful lot going on. We do want to remind our listeners this morning about the call screening hotline, which is 785-323-6400. And also, there's a lot of information on Riley County's website, rileycountyks.gov, pertaining to coronavirus. And there's obviously a tremendous amount of concern. And here, going into Easter weekend with so many things that typically would be going on, you know, we still want to reinforce the fact that, you know, social distancing and gatherings of, you know, 10 or less, or, you know, that's about all you could do. So there's still a lot of neat things that you could do outside. But even when you're outside in a park or on a trail, just make sure you keep your distance, even if you're on the golf course. Haven't been playing too much golf lately, have you?
A little bit. My oldest is a golfer, so we have been able to get out there and keep our distance for sure, and it's been a good time. So
good for you.
There has been a little bit more time for that, for sure, just to be with the kids.
Now, you have five kids.
We do.
How are they dealing with everything at home?
Well, I think they're doing just fine. My wife, some days, maybe not, but they seem to be managing okay. Thankfully, the social distancing doesn't apply to siblings, so they do have some interesting times, some good times. So they definitely enjoy the outdoors and being wild. They have a new bike ramp that's been developed and all kinds of things. So they're using their life skills, as my wife likes to say.
Yeah.
So, it's been a fun.
When you all gather today, you might remind them today is National Siblings Day. Celebrate.
Well, it's also their grandmother's birthday, so I'm going to give a shout-out to my mom. Happy birthday, since I can't be with you today. So.
All right. Sounds good. Dr. Matt Flores, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your comments, and to you and all your colleagues of the medical field, you're heroes, and we're really proud of everything that you guys do, and continue good health to all.
You bet. We appreciate it, Dave.
Certainly. Thanks. Dr. Matt Flores joining us here at News Radio KMAN this morning for our coronavirus update. We'll have this posted up on our website and also on social media here in a few minutes.